Hi, I'm Jerome from Chatham Eyes, and today we're going to talk about Facebook's one-time notification. What it is, how it works, and how you can use it into your chatbot strategy. First, I will give a short recap of the current Facebook policy. So how it works is when a customer engages with your chatbot, the 24-hour window opens. And within a 24-hour window, you have 24 hours to send any promotional message to that customer. But outside the 24-hour window, you can only send messages that contain one of the four tags, or you need to pay for it. So when building your chatbot, you get way more restricted in sending promotional messages. And Facebook acknowledged this, and therefore they made a one-time notification. So what is the one-time notification? The one-time notification allows you to send a single message per user request. So if a user requests you to send a certain message to them for a certain goal, you can send that message. But there are three things that are really important about the one-time notification. First, it is permission-based. You need to have the permission of the user to send a certain message. Second, the message can be promotional. It is no problem if the message is promotional, but it can also be non-promotional. And third, the message must be really specific. That is really important, and we will talk about that later. But what is the benefit of the one-time notification? With the one-time notification, you can send a message outside the 24-hour window, and when a customer engages with that message, the 24-hour window will reopen again, and then you have another 24 hours to send promotional messages to that customer. But as I said before, the message and the request must be really specific. So can you ask, hey, is it all right if I send you a message every time I have a new blog post? No, you can't. What you must remember is one thing. One request equals one message. And what that means, if you ask for a certain request, it only results in one certain message, in sending just one message. So as an example, you cannot ask, hey, is it all right if I send you a message each time I have a new YouTube video? You cannot do that. But it is possible to ask, hey, is it all right if I send you a message when my next YouTube video will be online? Another example. Can you ask, hey, is it all right if I send you a message when there's another discount we have? No, you can't, because another discount is really vague and can result in multiple messages for every discount that is coming. But can you ask, hey, is it all right if I send you a message when the discount in December is applicable? And then it is all right, because one request equals one message. So how can you use the Facebook's one-time notification in your chatbot strategy? And that's basically really simple. You can use user segmentation. You need to send really specific and tailored messages to the user. But how do you do this? Well, in every chatbot software, you can add certain tags to certain actions. So for example, if you have a chatbot for a wine company that delivers wine, and a customer is browsing through the white wines, you can add the tag white wine to the customer. And when that customer didn't engage with your chatbot in the last 12 hours, you can send them a message with, hey, is it all right if I send you a message when there is a discount, or when there's the next discount on white wine? The probability that that customer will say yes to that message is way higher than when you just send them a general message. So the key to using the Facebook's one-time notification is using user segmentation. Really get to know the customer, add certain tags to specific users, and based on those tags, send them one-time notification requests. Last, I wanted to say that if you want to use the Facebook's one-time notification in your chatbot strategy, you need to apply for it with your Facebook business page. And how you do this, you can read it on my blog. I will put a link in the description, and those are just three simple steps in which you can apply for the Facebook's one-time notification. So if you have any question regarding the Facebook's one-time notification or the new policy, you can just put a question in the comments, and I will answer that question as soon as possible. So thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Until next time.